And I'm 100% supportive of parents if they choose to hold their kids home.
State Assemblyman Michael Kearns of Buffalo. A week from today, 3rd through 8th graders are scheduled to take the English Language Arts exam. Then the following week, on April 22nd, those same students will be administered mathematics. Kearns is a co-sponsor of a bill that would not penalize school districts if students opt out. Kearns firmly believes parents should have a choice in their child's learning.
It really hinders the preparation of the kids for life. We are putting these kids in a box. There's no innovation, and the teachers are teaching to the test. Listen, it's bad for the taxpayers, it's bad for the teachers, and it's bad for taxpayers because it costs a lot of money.
My concern and the governor's concern has always been that these are national standards and that our children are, at some point in the near future, going to be tested for their SATs based on the Common Core standards and the Common Core testing.
WBFO News asked Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul to weigh in on opt-out while she was appearing in Lackawanna Monday.
Well, the governor has heard the message that we need to address the issue of overtesting, which is why he has asked the chancellor of the SUNY system to come up with recommendations by June 1st on how we can minimize testing in the classroom. But also, again, we are competing not just nationally, but internationally. And we want to make sure that our children are as competitive as possible to make sure that they can be positioned to take the jobs of the future. And that's what this is about.
But now the Working Families Party has also joined in the call on opting out, saying the governor's plan misuses the testing to evaluate teachers.
We can finally send a message to SED, State Education Department, that, you know what, we need to rethink this. And really, we really need to focus more on our kids and our teachers.
Last year, about 60,000 students opted out statewide. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.